Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind? Like life's just one chaotic mess after another? Between deadlines, traffic jams, that annoying notification ping every 2 seconds, sometimes it feels impossible to find a moment of peace. But guess what? We can actually choose peace, even amidst the chaos. It's not about magically making the world less crazy, because let's face it, there's always going to be some craziness. It's about finding that inner stillness, that calm center within ourselves. Think of it like this. Imagine a cup of water, perfectly still and reflective. Now throw in a bunch of rocks, that's your chaos. But even with all those rocks swirling around, the water itself remains undisturbed at its core. That's what we're aiming for, to be like that water, finding peace even when things get turbulent. And trust me, this isn't just some airy-fairy philosophy stuff. Finding peace in chaos is a superpower. It helps you stay focused, make better decisions, and handle stress like a champ. So, how do we actually do it? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate your own inner oasis. First up, awareness. Seriously, just paying attention to what's going on inside your head and body is half the battle. When you start noticing those anxious thoughts or racing heartbeats, you have a chance to choose how you respond. You're not at the mercy of every little feeling that pops up. Second, focus on what you can control. This might sound obvious, but it's so easy to get bogged down in things outside our control, like the weather, other people's opinions, or even global events, yikes. Instead, channel your energy into what you can influence, your actions, your attitude, and your reactions. Third, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end. It's more about bringing that present moment awareness to everyday activities. Take a few deep breaths while you're waiting in line, really savor your morning coffee, or pay attention to the sensations of walking. These little moments of presence can make a huge difference. Fourth, set boundaries. You know that saying, no, is sometimes the kindest thing you can do? It's true. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or take away from your peace. Protect your time and space, and don't feel guilty about it. And finally, cultivate gratitude. This one might seem cheesy, but truly focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life, even amidst the chaos. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for every day, or simply take a moment to reflect on the blessings in your life. Think about that last time you were totally stressed out. Maybe it was a work deadline, a family crisis, or just one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. Remember how overwhelmed and frustrated you felt? Now imagine if, instead of getting sucked into that vortex of negativity, you could find a moment of peace within yourself. You could take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and choose to respond calmly and thoughtfully. That's the power of finding peace in chaos. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. You know that feeling when you're in the middle of a storm, but somehow you feel this sense of calm? Like you're not being swept away by the wind and rain, but instead are standing strong and steady on solid ground? That's what we're aiming for. To be those unshakable anchors in the midst of life's storms. So, remember these 5 takeaways: awareness, focus on control, mindfulness, boundaries, and gratitude. Practice them daily, even when things seem chaotic, and you'll find yourself feeling more centered, calm, and ultimately, more empowered to face whatever comes your way. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of peace in their life. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find Fortitude First. And join the conversation on social media, tag me at Brandon Cole Fortitude, and let's keep talking about finding strength and peace, even amidst the chaos. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep forging your own path.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.